All right, we are already recording.
Oh, we are, aren't we?
Yeah.
What's up?
What's going on, everyone?
How you doing?
I don't know, I'm just like screaming.
How you doing? Who says that?
How you doing?
Oh, that's enough.
Joey from Friends.
He does, but I thought Wendy Williams says, how you doing?
Oh, how you doing? Then he's got a couple
I could be completely
approaches. How you doing?
That is Joey.
I feel like every time he does it, though, you can see that he's like he's doing something else, and then how you doing? Like he has like that moment of are they coming back? Aren't they doing like some reunion or something on HBO Max or
they were supposed
Netflix
to.
Or Disney Plus or Peacock?
Yes, I believe.
I have no idea with all these different.
I believe
now.
HBO is coming out with a new streaming service, and from what I read a while ago, they purchased all the rights to Friends, so it's going to be the only place you're going to be able to watch it, and they're also doing a special with the original cast, and I'm not sure if it's just like a reunion special or they're going to actually do a short, limited, scripted series. Like, I don't think it's going to be that. I think it's just everyone going and doing a big special for however long it's been. But don't quote me on that. That is just an article I read many a months ago.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they're going to do. That's going to be huge.
Huge.
But you would think if they're opening up a Peacock streaming service for NBC,
yeah.
Wasn't it an NBC show?
It was.
That's interesting that HBO would buy the rights and not have it on the network that aired it.
Well, and also, too, I think Netflix owned the rights for a while, but I believe they've taken it down or they're going to. I have to do a little more research
when it ends. Well, we'll keep you all posted on that, but
don't quote me.
Yeah, well, you know.
Google it.
But welcome everyone to the Freddie and Alyssa show. If you're new, welcome. Subscribe to the channel. We have a bunch of content on here. I'm getting very proud of the plethora of podcasts and guests and videos. And for many of you who just found our podcast about a month ago, or 2 months ago, or 3 months ago, or 4 months ago, we've been putting up videos for years. We have our engagement ring shopping vlog. We've got the day that we got engaged. We've got a bunch of vlogs. So have some fun. Take a look around the YouTube channel. But I want to hop in before we actually talk about just other fun stuff today about this giveaway that we think would be really awesome.
Giveaway alert.
Giveaway. Well, because we're all stuck at home.
Yes.
And we're like, well, let's do something. Let's do a giveaway because we have our 2 year anniversary of the Freddie and Alyssa show is on April 24th, 2020.
Crazy.
Our very first episode was with Christopher Sean, April 24th, 2018, when he came over to our Pasadena place.
Oh my gosh.
And I just looked at it now and I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, that was 2 years ago, this April 24th.
Really?
So we wanted to do some sort of giveaway. And I know that I've given away like memorabilia, but I don't really have much to give away at the moment. And also, we haven't been leaving the house and there's no outgoing mail at our apartment. So we're like, we're not going to be able to mail anything. We're like, well, what about a video conference? Because we've been video conferencing with guests.
Yep.
It's awesome.
So much fun.
And I want to include the fans and the audience members.
Heck
and
yeah.
So we decided let's pick three people to be on a Zoom. And we won't record it. It'll just be a private meeting. And we can just like chit-chat for like 20 minutes. And you can ask questions. You can kick it with us. If we're a rowdy bunch, we can do wine. Or if we just want to have some tea, we're open to whatever.
Anything goes.
So we'll figure that out once the three people are chosen. And we're going to make it very simple to do this. Number one, we want to do it. We want to chat with somebody who is new to the channel or who's a mega supporter or someone who just in general is a big fan. So if you're subscribed to the channel, that's the one requirement. If you're already subscribed, you're already good to go. If you haven't subscribed, hit that subscribe button. And then secondly, just comment below and let us know. This way we don't just randomly pick you if you don't want to be on camera or chat. So comment below. You can just do something simple like pick me, or you can actually write something. Just let us know that you're interested. And then Alyssa and I, over the next couple weeks, or depending on when you're watching this, are going to look through all the comments. It's probably going to be torture. Every time I do this, there's so many sweet people. I want to give it to everybody.
Yeah.
So we might do it random. We might pick it through a thoughtful message. I don't know.
But I think if we are looking through them, maybe make it your own, you know? Think about why it is that you'd want to have the Zoom, what it would mean to you. Let us know your story. Like, I'd love to hear from everyone and where they're at.
Yeah. Because we're really
a cool way to communicate,
and we're doing a lot more podcasts, and we're really starting to see the growth that we're having here, and it's we're really picking up steam, and we want at an early stage as we're continuing to grow, mm-hmm. be able to make sure that we're building these relationships. So by writing comments and for us to be able to communicate with many of you as possible, and doing more of these Zooms where we can call in the audience and we can all chat. Like I want to get to know you because we're about to build something great together over the next however long, like. 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 100 years. We're really, really excited about it.
100 years.
So comment below. And then what we'll do, here's the cool part, is we want to make it fair. So if someone's busy and they don't see this episode in time, we want to give it some time. So I don't know when we're going to air this episode, but all the way until April 23rd of 2020, so a couple weeks or a week, whenever you're seeing this, if you subscribe and comment below, you will be entered. And then on the two-year anniversary podcast, we will announce the three winners.
Yay!
So that's going to be really cool. So we just wanted to throw that out there and we can have some fun. We'd love to hear from you and continue to throw down questions. And we're all kind of learning this together. And I just can't thank you all enough for your support.
Love it.
We are having an absolute blast.
Heck yeah,
this is so much fun. And all of your comments and you coming to watch the show, it just means the world
to us.
Y'all
are keeping me sane, honestly.
Yeah, it's really helping us. And so we appreciate you.
Brings
so if you
us
want,
joy.
Yeah, so subscribe, comment, and we will pick three wonderful people. And we will all sit down and chat and have some fun.
I love giveaways.
I know.
There's so much fun.
There's a lot that we're going to do in the future too. It's just the manpower. As we continue to expand this and be able to have some help, like I want to do like more autographs and pictures and videos. And once we can have like an organization of like have a couple people helping us,
yeah.
we'll be able to really expand. And anyone who's been following us for a while know like our dedication to our audience. So if you're new, we'll prove that to you, but we really care about each and every one of you, and we want your experience to be awesome.
Yes.
Whether it's us doing a video or a phone call or a podcast or making a skit video or we're showing up to an event in person.
Yeah.
We like to put in the time because we're extremely aware of just how important our relationship is with our audience. Just like businesses, their number one priority should be their customers.
Yeah.
And so that's how it is when you're doing video content. Your audience and your fans and your family and your friends are so important. So just know that it never goes unnoticed. We appreciate all of that you
mm-hmm.
do. So I know I've just hammered that over the head, but I'm just in this like gushy mood today.
We love you guys.
And we just love you. So
so,
so that's going to be really cool.
So
but to shift kind of off topic, but not really. How interesting that everyone is now going live on Instagram, mm-hmm. doing interviews, podcasting's blowing up, Zoom videos are blowing up, all these teachers in classes, in businesses, in corporations, everybody is on video chat.
Yep.
My question for you, how do you feel about that?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you think this does moving forward?
Whew. Well, it's kind of crazy because the other day I saw Andrew Yang tweet something that you literally had just said to me a couple days prior that we were chatting about, where he mentioned in the next 10 weeks, we're going to fast forward like we would have in 10 years.
Without this thing going on.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of crazy because, God bless, I mean, this is even just a really sad story, but one of my best friends, her good friend's father passed, and they just did the funeral on Zoom. There were like hundreds of people on the Zoom, but everything's going to video chat because...
So how did they do it?
So basically her friend and her husband went to the funeral home, but they live streamed this on Zoom video conference and everyone, all of the friends, everyone who knew him.
So there was only like three people at the actual funeral home?
Yeah, but there were hundreds on the Zoom. And the people that were at the funeral home, everyone had masks, gloves, were 6 to 10 feet apart because there were a couple extra people that were there who I'm assuming
wow.
maybe worked there. And it was all on Zoom. So you see something like that, which is really like chills you, you know, like it's just a crazy thought to now schools. The same friend, she's homeschooling her daughter and she'll send me videos of them for like, I think it's like more extra credit. They can Zoom with the teachers in the class and say hi and kind of get that communication.
Yeah.
I know your cousin Cherie is a teacher and she, I think, pre-records.
She was explaining to me a little bit that you can use other videos that are about a lesson, or you can pre-record videos. So it's not how I imagined was that it was going to be the same way as a school teaching, that a teacher would put up and then all the kids, you'd see all the boxes. There'd be like 27 kids and everyone's there with their computer and their pen. And like the teacher's like, all right, everyone. So here's the, you know, here's the thing, but I guess that's not how it's done. Maybe some are doing it. I'd actually love to talk to more teachers. If you're a teacher, let us know
what
that's like. Her biggest critique is she doesn't know if the kids are learning as well through video as they would in person, which I get. But I also just think it's new and different. You know what I mean? I think it's because if you think about somebody who, you know, even if you think about days when someone first comes to the show, it's just new. So it feels weird compared to someone who's been there for 30 years. It's just like any job. When I first moved out to California, talking to my parents on the phone, it was weird because I wasn't being able to see them. Now, after 14 years, it's almost more weird seeing them in person. Because I'm so used to my mom and dad as a voice, because I talk to them 3-4 times a week and we have hour conversations that I've almost, so I just think maybe the students, the kids, the corporations, I think it's anyone who hasn't been on Zoom, it's just new, like a new job, like something new. You have to get used to this way of learning. And without bringing up who it was, not that it matters, but any kind of opinion, I like to just leave people's names out. Someone was also saying that they believe that the next school year, from when do they start? September, August, depends on the school, all the way to May, whatever that school year is, the 2020-21 school year, might all be online.
I believe that.
And that's what I was saying about, with Andrew Yang was saying too, about, you know, I think that's where the world was going in 10 years.
Yeah.
But this has forced people to go to lean on technology and to get uncomfortable and go, like even when we had Robert, it's funny because Robert is so used to doing camera stuff.
Sure.
So he had his tripod, he had good lighting.
Yeah.
Like he got it,
he knew.
But it was his first time on Zoom. And another guest that we've had, it's their first time on Zoom. And the only reason we did Zoom is because of the business we've done in the past, or we wouldn't have known Zoom either.
Sure.
But everyone now is discovering Zoom. People who weren't on FaceTime are doing FaceTime. People who weren't on Instagram Live are doing Instagram Live. So I think we're just all leaning into technology where we were able to kind of stay away from it and kind of push it as far back as possible until it just became what life is in 2030. And then lastly, another thing, I'm just in this field. The only reason I have these inner things is because it's like who I watch.
Yeah.
So because I followed Andrew and I followed Joe Rogan and I follow a lot of people who are into like future technology. So that's kind of why I was like, but the other thing I was thinking, because you and I don't like to go to movie theaters. It's a rare occasion.
Yeah.
Some people go once a week. They're fanatical about it. I personally, we go once a year and it's awesome. But most of the time, I don't like the crowd before all this.
Yeah.
You know, you have to show up, you got to drive, you got to park, you got to spend $9,000. And you have to sit there, you have to hope no one's talking, no one's coughing, you have to get up to pee. You can't pause it. You can't eat because you might like be chomping loud.
Yeah.
It's this whole thing. And I was like, I would pay $40 if they would have like the Fast and Furious 9 come out in theater where you can go and pay tickets, two tickets for 14 each, $28. I'll pay 40 if I can just buy it at home the moment it comes out in theaters because of the convenience.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saving money, and you don't have to do this thing unless you're craving
going out
an actual experience.
Yeah.
So I think that's the change that's going to happen also in the next year, is that restaurants are going to close down their dining in, a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
All new restaurants, not all, most are going to be delivery only. Things are going to move right onto the video screen. People are going to be doing education through online movies. They're doing it already. If you go to Amazon, if you go to Vudu or whatever thing you have in your smart TV, there are pre-releases. They're $20, but they were in theaters and now they're doing them right to your home.
Mm-hmm.
So all that stuff is just tip of the iceberg. And I know it's scary, but we've been already dipping our toe in the past couple years.
Yeah.
We're used to all this.
Yeah.
And I like it.
I know you do.
It's convenient.
I do too. It is convenient.
It's convenient because time is what is our most valuable asset, especially in a world of convenience and speed. All of these things are creating, like we talked about it today, like we have we have two interviews set up. We have another interview that we're being a guest on. And last night I go, imagine if we had to get up, a personal trainer was coming over. We had to shower, get ready. We had a guest coming over. So the place has to be clean. Mm-hmm. You have to get snacks out. You have to have water out. There's a different energy of having someone come in. You have to be hospitable. You can't just have someone in and mush. You have to talk 15, 20 minutes. You have to make sure they're comfortable. You have to get everything going. You also can't just do a 15-minute convo because someone drove an hour. It's like an hour, hour and a half. Then you're going to talk more because that's just polite and you want to hang out with people. They've made the drive. Then you and I would have to get in the car, go drive somewhere, find parking, go wait in the waiting room, sit, do the same thing, come back. I mean, it would have been exhausting.
Yeah.
And we're able to accomplish the same thing with an hour and a half of work. Film two guests, work out on our own. Haven't done that yet.
Why are you looking around all funny?
So I'm not saying there's pros and cons. But there, I mean, I am actually saying there's pros and cons.
Like, what matters more to you?
Yes.
Do you want that experience? Some people crave
that. What's your preference? That's what I was
saying. What's your preference? Yeah. Some people crave that.
Yeah. And what it's going to do, because there's going to be pluses and minuses to a more isolated community, a more isolated world. Or are people more connected? They're not in the physical way, but we don't realize what Instagram and Facebook and YouTube and all these platforms have done. It happens so slowly that we didn't realize what happened over 10 years. Because we've talked about this before, and Casey Neistat made the perfect video. Back in the day, you had no stimulation. Mm-hmm. You were craving the stimulation of outside your home. Where if you went to work and you came home and there's no social and you knew there was a band at your local town playing, you're like, babe, oh my God, like, let's go get food. Let's listen to the band. Let's talk to strangers.
Yeah.
You had it in your tank. You had it to give. Right. When you're at work all day and then every single second that you have a break, you are on your phone listening to people's videos, reading people's words, watching videos all the way until 8 o'clock when the kids go to bed or when we are on our phones so much that if someone calls at 8:30 and says, hey, do you want to go to dinner? I go, dinner? I felt like I was at like a concert all day. I've been inundated with opinions, with voices, with friends, with like, you're full.
Yeah.
I don't feel the need.
Yeah.
So it's already kind of secretly happened to us.
But then on the flip side, I think with everything going on in the world, it's showing us that people do crave that contact, that in-person.
Oh, yeah.
You know, hanging out, hugs, talk. Like, I would kill to be able to go to a restaurant right now, packed, everyone's there, have a drink, smile at your neighbors, talk, and not have to stress or worry about it. I mean, that's such a gift now that we're going through what we're going through.
But do you know what you just... Every person who just imagined being at a restaurant, you're going to look at other people and go, we're all in it. We're all going to go.
Yeah.
Like, we're good. Hey, we're all here. Like, hey, you want me to get you a beer? Like, I mean, hey, what's your name? It's going to bring us almost in a weird way when we do go out closer together because we all experienced it.
Everyone.
Instead of putting on this mask that we all do, because you walk around, sometimes I'm like full of anxiety, or there's sometimes you're having a bad day, and you walk around and you're like, all these people are so happy. How lucky for them that they're having a good day.
Mm-hmm.
When deep down, I look like I'm having a good day every day.
Sure.
They don't know. So it's like everybody who's out all has their mask of their own problem.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we all have the same problem.
Yeah.
So there is no mask. Everyone's just like, holy, like we were all in our houses for 3 months and now we're out and like, you know, this is cool.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We just got to see what we can turn this into positively as a nation and as a world.
And I think it's going to be a little bit of both. I think everything's going to kind of morph together. And in some scenarios, people might, like, you keep hearing too, oh yeah, all of those actual in-person meetings could have just been emails. You know, like, I keep seeing that. That totally get. Maybe work days will be cut shorter and you can go home and actually work remotely.
That would be great.
You know, like,
that would be great.
It might give people just more happiness.
Because that's what always stressed me out about, like, I love the idea of like certain jobs, of the stability of the traditional 9-to-5. What stresses me about it anytime I ever think about that path wasn't the job. it's the Monday through Friday, 48 to 50 weeks of the year from the 9 to 5. Mm-hmm. If this will open up the idea that we were kind of productive, why don't we just come in Monday through Wednesday and then you all work from home Thursday, Friday, as long as productivity stays mm-hmm. the same. Mm-hmm. Then you're just kind of like, well, that's great. I'd love to leave the house for 3 days.
Yeah.
Then I get to work from home Thursday, Friday, while I'm doing some other things. I can get laundry done. I can kind of be there, and I have more freedom to be myself. And that's what this is showing us mm-hmm. about having no responsibility right now, is it's freeing up your mind to start thinking, being creative, thinking about what you want. We never had this luxury, and I use that word loosely because mm-hmm. obviously I understand this is what's going on, but yeah. I'm saying the freedom as yeah. a luxury that everyone's kind of like, huh, now that I don't have to stress about getting up to my alarm tomorrow, maybe I want to start like painting. Or maybe I should start, like, people are starting to be their creative selves and not just stuck in the machine.
Yeah.
And the reason that I can speak to this is that I have been blessed. So have you. The fact that yeah. you've worked from home for 7 years.
Yeah.
7 years you've not had to clock in or clock out anywhere. You've worked on your, now that comes with its own challenges. That's a whole other topic. For me, working on the show all these years, I went from 90210 in December of 2010 all the way to 2020, 10 years,
yep.
almost 10 years straight of working, but not 9 to 5.
Right.
90210 was 2 days here, 3 days off, 3 weeks off, and then a couple more days. Days was 5 days in a row, 1 day, 3 weeks off, a day off, 3 days, or I work from 7:30 to 9:30.
Yeah.
And I'm home.
It's just a random schedule as well.
So it allowed us to do these other things because we had freedom.
Yep.
And I think if this will allow the normal corporation to allow people to work from home a couple days, maybe it'll give people a little more like freedom.
Yeah.
That they don't have to wake up at 6:30. They can wake up at 8 because there's no commute.
Yep.
Then I'm sleep in. Like, you know what I mean? This might change and give us a little more like, ugh, like how I've yeah. been, that's why I'm just so blessed that we've had the ability to have the time to be a little freer.
Well, what's interesting too, I think about, a year ago, I believe we talked about this on the podcast. There was another country, forgive me, I don't remember which one, but they did a study basically allowing their employees, this big company, they allow their employees to work only 4 days a week instead of 5.
But still paid them the same.
Still paid them. And the productivity was went out of the roof. It was amazing because all these people were so grateful, so thankful for this company who did this for them, that they got that extra day to do what they wanted, to paint, to relax, like whatever it was. And they were so happy to be at their job because they understood that their employer was taking care of them.
And that was a study in, did it actually,
they did
we should it. Look that up. Did it actually go well?
Yeah, it did.
We can look, we'll maybe come back to it though, because it's going to be hard to find, but
we should look into that though.
But yeah, just that extra day. Oh my God. Monday through Thursday.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. Then you have Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like, hey, if we want to keep this going, just work a little harder Monday through Thursday so that you know, whatever it is. It's going to change school. And I like video because that's how I taught myself everything.
Sure.
You know, and so maybe I'm a little biased because anything that we've learned in the past 10 years wasn't from a class or a mentor. It was from Google and YouTube.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
And and I'm the type, too, that just likes getting to the point mm-hmm. where if I want to learn something, I'm like, just...
I don't want the fluff.
Just tell me how to do it and I'll be good. And then there's people on YouTube that you'll Google, like, how to make, you know, pumpkin pie. Mm-hmm. There's going to be 100,000 videos. They're going to show you the top 7. But in those top 7, there's someone who's doing it in 2.5 minutes. There's someone who's doing it in 22 mm-hmm. minutes. And then there's some people who are like, hi, when you're making pumpkin pie, you got to have pumpkins. So anyway, when we have, and I'm just like, oh my God. And then there's someone who's like, hi everyone, we're going to show you how to make pumpkin pie in 3 easy steps. Here's what you need. Ding, ding, ding. And they, so it's also.
Literally a couple days ago, I went to YouTube to look up how to upload a video to Google Drive because I needed a link for it. And I went to YouTube, first video, I was like, what? And then I went to the second one and they were exactly how you stated. They're like, this is how you do it. Click here, do yeah. this. And that's what I need.
Well, I think that's going to be a blend with educators mm-hmm. and educators. I'd love to hear your feedback on this, where if you're going to move to video, you're almost, there's going to be a skill that needs to come together with all your knowledge and education and how to communicate it in a, when you're not in person anymore in the future, how do you keep people's attention? You're going to have to be, you know, that skill is going to, because we had to learn that when we were speaking on stage and doing all those trainings for all those years. When you have a group of 120 people looking at you and you're trying to share about a product or you're telling somebody or you're coaching or you're giving advice, you're kind of just like, I got to be really interesting and selfless.
Yep.
And how do I not have anyone, 120 people walk out or get bored or look down?
Yep.
And some people say just focus on the back of the room, which I get, but I took it as a challenge. I'm like, how can I make this hour for these 120 people seem like 15 minutes? And I always thought of them. And you can see whether it's an instructor, a presenter on stage, or people who are doing YouTube videos, you can tell the people, even actors, you can tell the actors who are doing it how they think they're coming off.
Right.
Rather than affecting the person across from them.
Of course.
When you're speaking on stage, when you're acting, when you're making videos, it's about the person across. When you're disconnected, you wonder why. I don't know why I can't connect with them. Because all they're doing is thinking about, if I turn my head this way and I do this and put my, aren't I cute with my hand here? And now everyone watching is like, what is going on with Freddie? I'm not connecting because I'm doing it for me. When I was just doing before, the audience is hearing because I'm speaking to them.
Exactly. You're connecting. But then that brings on an interesting topic of, I homeschooled like the last 6 months of my senior year in high school. And when I did that, I was a different type of learner because everything was literally online. Each lesson you click, the teacher would explain in their voice through text. It wasn't a video. It was text. It was, this is what you're going to do. You have to read this, answer these questions. They grade it. That's it. So it was literally a learner of someone who doesn't need to hear or watch. It was quickly just, you read this, read the instructions, you do the work, and then you would hand it in. There were no videos. I think from time to time they would give you discs and they might talk to you. But then in college, I did some college online as well. And that was more when video chats started becoming popular. And I remember they used to do that for those courses. So it just depends too, because this really is going to open up the conversation of everyone learns differently. You and I learn very differently. And that is so big.
That is the... I have these great words in my mind that I'm losing. What is it? That's not the common denominator. That's the, I need vitamin D and sunlight. Whatever I'm trying to say is that's that some people are going to learn better in a room, in a group setting where a teacher can come over and help.
Yes.
Other people are going to learn better by grabbing the information. So yet again, you can't just put all these people in a group and say, here's
Next
how you
we
learn.
All learn the
we
same.
Got to allow people to see how do they learn.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Because even with acting class, that was one of my biggest things. I go, I'm paying $300 a month and I'm going to sit in the back and watch 30 actors go up in a 4-hour class. And then I go up for 10 minutes and then the coach coaches me. I go, I would rather just do a one-on-one and spend 1 hour with the coach. It's a little more money, but I'm getting the thing. And then people can argue and say, well, you're going to learn from them. I go, maybe. If that's the way I learn, I would much rather have a personal coach.
Absolutely.
I don't want to go sit and watch everybody.
And unless I'm doing it, I'm not going to absorb that. If there was a moment that I learned something because I was doing something in a different way, a different light, and a coach brings this out of me and they're like, well, do it this way or whatever it is. I'm just saying I have to do it physically unless going, oh, that's a good lesson I'm watching. That's not how I'm going to learn. I have to be doing it. And I think most people do have to be out there in the field doing whatever it is in order to truly understand and have those emotions to go, oh, this is going to make me remember this forever.
Yeah.
Whatever I just felt.
Yeah.
I'm never going to forget that. And then also when it comes to learning, like I prefer reading everything. You like to listen or watch.
Yeah.
We're very different in that aspect.
I don't think you've ever watched a video in your life.
No, can't.
And I've never read an article.
For me though, am I not always on my phone reading? And you're just always
watching, listening. Yeah. So I think that's what it is in general. Whether we go back to the normal classrooms, whether we do a hybrid of both online and class, I want to see a future where we can't lump 35 kids with different upbringings, different backgrounds, different DNA, different interests, different abilities, different skills in a room except for the first 4 years, because you need to learn to read, write, and communicate with other people.
Absolutely.
But as you get older, putting everybody in a room and saying, here's what you got to do, it's like, what you got to start finding the individuality of people and letting them go do what they want to do. And I think it's slowly going to go that way. And that's what I hope when we have kids.
Yeah.
I just want them, I don't care what they do. I'm not going to be that parent who's like, you got to be a lawyer, you got to be an actor, you got to, I don't care what you want to do. Mm-hmm. Because I know that you experiencing life on your own with our guidance, mm-hmm. we're going to be there to help you. But you got to find what you love to do. And I'm going to love you when you're at your happiest. And you're going to be happiest doing whatever you want to do. So I just want them to be able to learn. I want them to play guitar, piano, learn to box or golf or learn math or chemistry, whatever they like.
Yeah.
Even if I don't know anything about it, I'll learn from my kid.
Yeah.
I'll go, well, I never played the guitar. You're getting really good at this, son. Like, teach your old man. Like, so what do I do?
Teach your old man.
You know, and not have this like authority kind of thing either with your kid where you're just like, listen, I played football, so you're playing football. It's like, what if your kid wants to do theater? Well, I'm a macho. It's like, who cares?
Let them find themselves.
Let your kid be himself. Mm-hmm. And I want a school system that allows innovation and allows people to do what the movie Accepted back in the day in 2006 did a concept with Justin Long. Wow. Blake Lively, I think, was in that. Jonah Hill. We should rewatch that.
Yeah.
But they had a thing called Accepted where everyone was accepted into college and there was no rigid classes. It was just people doing whatever they wanted to be free. And companies like Google, why do they have ping pong tables and allow people to come and go? Gary Vee has, you can come and go as you please. Mm-hmm. You can take as many vacation days if you want, but at the end of the year, when you go in for a raise, he's going to look and go, you took 14 weeks off this year. No raise for you.
Yep.
But you're allowed to just be you because when you're not stressed, you're more creative.
Yep.
So I'm just interested in all of it. I'm a proponent and I just can't wait to see what all happens. We're going to be here for the ride and we're going to keep on keeping on. So,
Man, we took a crazy turn today.
We did. But anyway, we're going to wrap this up. But we love you. Thank you. Comment below. We had some interesting thoughts.
Yes.
I'm curious, especially if you're in the education world. Please let us know your insight. Please educate us. Let us know what's going on. We're always looking to learn and hear new perspectives. So please comment. And don't forget about the Zoom, you know, subscribe, comment below. Yes. We're going to be doing it on April 24th. We'll announce the three winners. So we appreciate your time and we will see you next time.
Bye.